Welcome back to The Conversation, the Control V podcast. I am one of your hosts, Josh, and I'm joined again by my friend,
Ben.
That guy, Ben, yes. And today we're talking about VR and education. And this is a huge topic. We're going to get a couple episodes on this, definitely. Today, our niche example of VR and education is the great experience called VR Classroom. Mm-hmm. If you've never heard of it, Google it. Read up on it. It's really cool. We're going to talk about it today and why it works and why it's different and why it is an example of how VR is changing the entire education industry.
Now, Josh, I have never actually been in VR Classroom.
Okay.
Still. And I think I talked about this, like a year ago.
Okay.
I wanted to try it. Maybe I'll try it today. But give me a quick explanation of what exactly it does and how we can move forward with it.
So the sample of your classroom that I have tested, they've made is the chemistry simulator, the periodic table of elements, being able to visualize and interact with atoms and elements in the 3D space in a classroom atmosphere, I should say. So to set the scene, you're in a chair in a space arena, basically, with the rest of your classmates, and you can see everybody. We're in a big circle. Everybody's in their own chairs. And your teacher or professor is in the middle, has their master chair or whatever, and is able to communicate with everybody audio through the microphones. What's great about VR Classroom is the microphone system is designed that so the teacher can talk with all the students, but the students' microphones are all muted unless they raise their hand, which is literally a button you click called raise my hand. And it lights you up, lets the teacher know that you want to talk so they can unmute you while you can ask your question or have the discussion, and then it mutes you again. So this whole thing is that compared to the real classroom, you're not having to talk over people. You're not having interruptions like that. And you're getting an authentic discussion between two people in that case.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Now, the thing that immediately pops to my mind is that chemistry aspect of being able to see chemical reactions that you can't do in real life. Or you can't do unless you're in a very, very specific space, like a laboratory that has an extra safe room, or it has a reaction room where they have all of these dangerous chemicals listed inside of this room. You can't do that in real life. Not most of the time, especially in high school.
Well, I'll tell you, I was fortunate enough to have taken chemistry in university, and I can remember once we had an electron microscope on campus. We only had one. It was insanely expensive and very interesting, though. And we got to use it. We got to see what a gold atom looks like, or a gold molecule, I should say. A gold molecule looks like. And you can't really make anything out of it on the screen. It looks like, it looks like just a bunch of grayish, blackish specks, and occasionally you'll see a white speck and you're like, cool, that's a gold atom. Honestly, it was neat because you are getting to visually see what it looks like with your eyes, because obviously this stuff is very, very small. But you really don't get the full scope that you're taught in high school about what atoms look like. So I always go back to grade 12 chemistry is when you learn that atoms are not 2D images. They're not 2D circles, right? They are 3D shapes, often looking like balloons.
Yes.
Right. So if you have a balloon and you can blow it up and you can see it in physical space and you're like, cool, that's an electron field. And then the balloon pops, you're like, damn, my electron field popped. And your classroom simulation is already kind of weird. That's really been the only way, to my knowledge, that we were able to properly visualize atoms in a 3D space in high school. Now, fast forward 20 years and you put me in VR Classroom, and I said to the creators, I said, if I had had this in high school, it really would have legitimately changed the way we grasp that information and that knowledge. Truly
now,
different.
I don't know if I've ever told you, but I failed my science class in high school. it's the way that it was taught, the way that I learned, completely different than the way that that high school class went.
Yeah.
But when I learn by seeing and doing, I am significantly better at that thing.
Yeah.
That's why whenever somebody's trying to explain something to me, I have to at least attempt it first before anything happens. And usually if I can attempt something, I do poorly the first time, but the second time I understand. So I can usually do a significantly better job, or I can understand where it's coming from and all that stuff. So being able to do stuff like that in VR, well, that sounds fantastic, because now I can interact with these things, these molecules that aren't real size, that can be moved and touched and stuff. I can interact with them. You can see the interaction between what happens when you split a molecule. You can see what happens when you add two molecules together that are completely different. You can see what air looks like.
An air molecule, yeah. One of the most unnerving parts of going from grade 11 to grade 12 chemistry is learning an electron is not a solid particle like a proton is. It is a wave form. Mm-hmm. Which is a very strange thought. That's why I was talking about like the balloon idea. You're trying to imagine that this electron is a waveform that takes up this finite space, which is not even finite. And you're trying to visualize that, and it's very difficult. And you put it into VR and you're able to see the nucleus full of protons and neutrons, and then you're able to see what the actual electron waveform would look like around the nucleus and how it would interact. When I say it's a game changer, it really, really is. And so let's go back to your example too. You mentioned that you definitely learn by doing things and seeing them. So in education, there are three main ways to ingest information: audio, visual, and kinesthetic. Kinesthetic is the act of hands-on, being able to physically interact with that object and learn from that. So in science classes, you're given plenty of visual representation on blackboard, chalkboard, whiteboard, whatever the hell you use now, screens. I mean, you're getting plenty of visual. You're getting lots of audio from the teacher talking about it. You're even able to read it. But the occasional time when you're able to do a kinesthetic learning is, maybe if you're putting a block of sodium into water and you're watching the sparks come off, you're like, oh, cool. That's very basic. Mm-hmm. VR is targeting all three learning styles simultaneously, which is going to maximize the learning, the retention of that person. Yeah. Every individual has a preference for one of the three learning styles. Somebody is usually more kinesthetic versus more visual versus more audio. But if you can nail all three simultaneously, which is very difficult to do in a classroom setting, you're certainly going to make the learning environment more efficient. Mm-hmm. And I wish for all the people I knew who did not enjoy science because of that aspect, because it was hard to feel it and hard to tactile it, to grasp it. And also generally because science can be very boring.
Oh, yes.
Unless you're actually physically, unless you're involved in the
yes,
learning.
Yes, it can be.
That's something that you're battling, is you are now involved in the learning aspect. And VR Classroom is really, really great first step in education done through VR. It is just a matter of time before we see many, many, many other subjects pulled into it and to be learn that. But you know, we're gonna have to wait till the next episode to learn more about that. Thanks for joining us again. If you'd like to book at your local Control V, go to controlvarcade.com. If you're interested in owning your own business or arcade, hit up virtualrealityfranchise.com. And if you want to chat with us more for whatever reason, if you want to chat about VR, great. If you want to chat about the news, great. If you want to chat about weather, hit us up
at ilovevr at controlvarcade.com. I am still terrible at that. I'll get that at some point.
Catch you later, everybody.
See ya.